I don't have a long story of our journey, with an extra chromosome. But at times it has been fairly eventful. I copied this out of a little paper here recently. Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. I thought that was interesting. Well, we've had our breath taken away several times. And I wasn't sure if I should share this one here or not with my daughter listening, but I think I will. Just happened about 2 weeks ago. My wife and I were awake, laying in bed. It's 5 o'clock, and I knew the alarm was going to go before long. And I thought maybe I heard some noises on the front porch that were a little different. But I didn't really give it a lot of thought. I thought it's probably just the dog. And that's where he's often during the night. And so then about 15 minutes later, our daughter Krista comes down the stairs and she says, Kendra is gone. She's not in her room, not in her bed. And so that didn't take me long to go from 0 to 60, if you will. I was out of the bed and out the door in no time. But here she was on the front porch, wrapped in a blanket, sitting beside the dog. So that's just, that is a little bit out of character for her. We thought she was scared of the dark, but obviously not. So that was our most recent, took our breath away for a few moments till we found her. Okay, backing up 15 years ago, I've never shared this part of our story to a crowd, and I'm not sure if I'll be able to make it through without getting emotional, but I failed to tell you at the beginning, but I was intending to, that it's even all right to cry here at Penn Valley. It's okay to shed a few tears. That's okay, so maybe I'll be the first one, but there are a few things that happened right before she was born that are kind of close to my heart, I guess I could say. In 2009, Rosetta was pregnant with our sixth child, and like always, you wonder, what kind of child is this going to be? And different times throughout the pregnancy, I was kind of wrestling with God about this very issue. Somehow, I just had this feeling that this possibly was going to be a Downs. And I know that I'm a great warrior. I need to be a warrior, but a great worrier. And a lot of the things I worry about never come to pass. So I didn't even share it with my wife. I mean, you might say, well, what kind of relationship do y'all have? But I didn't want to worry her, and I figured that she'd probably say that, oh, you're just worrying probably about something that might never happen. So I didn't tell her, which probably wasn't a good idea. But on my wife's birthday, October the 9th, we knew that the time was here, and we headed for the hospital in Mooresville. Now, as we were driving to the hospital, I was really struggling again with this very thing. And I just thought to myself, well, it won't be long now till that mystery will be solved. We'll find out. But I I prayed and the Lord gave me peace. That was on the way to the hospital. And I felt like the Lord, told me it was going to be okay. Now, that could mean various things. I took it to mean that there was going to be nothing amiss, and nothing out of the ordinary, nothing out of the normal. But later I realized that's not what he meant. The next morning, Kendra was born on October 10th, the day after my wife's birthday. I had hoped that it would be on her birthday, but it was the day after. And as quick as she was born, you can imagine what was going through my mind. And it maybe shouldn't have been, but it was. And I just took a quick look at her and I said, oh, wow, everything's just perfect. And you know what? It actually was. It was perfect. She needed some oxygen. I'd swallowed some meconium, and so they whisk her away to take care of that. And I was sitting on the bed telling my wife all about how I had been fearful and had been struggling. And here there was nothing to it. I said, you know, I was worrying all just for nothing, stressed out. So I was just telling her that, and I think I had just barely got done telling her. I'm not even sure if I was done telling her. The nurse came in and she said, the doctor wants to see you. And so, maybe shouldn't have, but immediately my heart sank. The doctor came in and he told us that he's pretty sure, some are more obvious than others, but she's pretty sure that she has Down syndrome. And I told the Lord, I thought you told me that it was going to be okay. And you know what he said? He said, it is. It is okay. Just like I told you earlier. And so I echoed, it's okay. Now, I've had to echo that a few more times throughout the years, I suppose you could say. But I have found peace with just accepting what God gave us. Saw a four-word little phrase when I was getting ready to share this, and it said, in acceptance lies peace. And I think probably you all have experienced that as well. In acceptance lies peace. Well, those first 4 weeks, I almost can't even remember all the details, but I know those first 4 weeks were pretty wild. I would drive 30 minutes to work in the morning, and then after work, I'd drive 30 minutes down to the hospital and spend the evening there with my wife and baby daughter, and drive 30 minutes back home again and spend time with the other five and just do it over and over again. But I felt like God's grace was there. He just supported us and helped us through that challenging time. She ended up staying in the hospital for 24 days. Seemed like we just couldn't get her weaned off the oxygen. She just was dependent on that, and they didn't want to let us go home till she could do without the oxygen. Psalm 139, verse 13 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they were all written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. So I just want to again say, I know you parents know this, but that God, what God has given us is perfect. God doesn't make mistakes. I know sometimes, I'm sure some people question that maybe or ask God that, but I guess I just want to say, whose standard of perfection are we looking at? True, maybe it's not the world's standard. They have not always looked onto handicapped children very kindly. I think it's better nowadays than it used to be years ago, from what I hear. But I'm just wanting to say that we have lots of good memories. We've had lots of wonderful times with our daughter and getting to know other Down syndrome children, other families that have Down syndrome children. I feel like there's so many things that she's taught us, so many things we've learned. I feel like my wife and Kendra's siblings have done very well in accepting this as part of our lives. Our church family has also done very well. Don't ever take those gifts for granted. I've said I think every church needs a Down syndrome, maybe two or three. But never take that for granted when you have your support, the support you have. I know for myself, just this past weekend, we had our annual church camp out where we, some camp, some stay in cabins. And I was almost moved to tears this past weekend when I saw, I think there was maybe five 12 to 15-year-old girls, and just the way they ministered to my daughter, that was amazing. It was very special. We've had a few health things to deal with, a few health issues. They told us right after she was born that she had a hole in her heart. Of course, I didn't have any clue what that meant. But I guess it's a valve that's supposed to close at birth and didn't. And so we waited till she was 6 months old and did a heart cath, where they put a little camera down in the veins and take a picture and see what size is needed. And then I don't know how they do it. It's amazing. I can't really even begin to tell you how that's done. But we had that done when she was 6 months old. She did have some pneumonia. I think two different times she had pneumonia and was hospitalized for several days when she was quite young. She had eye surgery, I think about 5 years ago. My wife told me today it was COVID year. I didn't even remember that, but 2020 is when she had eye surgery, and that was very successful. And yes, she seems to be quite healthy, for which we're grateful. Of course, just like everyone else, we have our challenges, just like I'm sure you do as well. I want to mention yet a few things. a few areas of our lives that have been affected by our daughter. I think there's, I don't know how many people, there's lots of people that we have met and that we probably never would have met if it wouldn't have been for her. You know, anywhere it's from in town, at the store, just lots of places that we've met people, and they probably would have just bypassed the rest of our children, but they saw her and wanted and stopped to talk to her and to take an interest in her. So that's been a blessing. I hope we can do that this weekend a bit as well, just interact with each other and learn about each other's children. I think she's also taught us a lot of things. She's helped us to stop and enjoy the little things in life. I think I mentioned that earlier. She has helped us to be more thankful, to be more compassionate towards other people. I'm sure if you have a son or daughter with Downs that you know what I'm talking about, but they love everyone. And they want to hug everyone as well. I don't know how you deal with that when they get older. I don't know. I guess at this point we've just enjoyed it, I guess. Tried to anyway. To love unconditionally is something that that she's taught me. Or I feel like I'm still learning that, but just it doesn't matter what status, it doesn't matter what age, no matter what color, it just doesn't matter at all. She just loves everyone. And as her dad, I'll just say that I love her hugs. She gives me hugs quite often when I get home from work and that's special. So I'm very grateful for that. yeah, I guess there's a lot more that could be said. I'm just I can't say everything. I don't have time either. So just thinking about just a little quote that I wanted to say yet about encouraging us to look to God, to trust God with those things that are out of our control and things that we cannot control. Billy Graham's wife, Ruth, said one time that my job is to take care of the possible and to trust God with the impossible. So that's a reminder I need. To do what is possible, but to trust God with the impossible.